Everybody's crowded up on this side. So now you can all take advantage of all this nice real estate. Just swing over this way a little bit in a coordinated fashion. Now it's time for a holy cell phone check. All of us, please. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 2, Text 113. Yes? Krishna ke kahaye keha nara narayan.
Krishna ke kahaye.
Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman.
Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman.
Krishna ke kahe keha nara narayan. Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman. Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman.
Krishna ke kahe keha nara narayan.
Krishna ke kahe keha nara narayan.
Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman.
Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman.
And that is what? Second cell phone check. All mobiles silent or off, please. Okay, carry on.
Krishna ke kahaye keha nara narayan.
Krishna ke kahaye keha nara narayan.
Krishna hoya sakshat vaman.
Keha kahaye Krishna hoya sakshat vaman.
Ladies.
Krishna ke kahaye keha nara narayan.
Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman.
Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman.
Krishna ke kahaye keha nara narayan.
Krishna ke kahaye keha nara narayan.
Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman.
Keho kahe Krishna hai sakshat vaman.
Krishna ke,
Krishna ke,
Lord Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
kahaye, says, keho, someone, nara narayan, nara narayan, keho,
someone,
kahe, says, Krishna, Lord Krishna, hoy, is, sakrat,
directly.
Vaman,
Lord Vaman.
Some say that Sri Krishna is directly Nara Narayan. Others say that he is directly Vaman. Keho kahe Krishna kshiroda shai avatar asampav nahi satya vachan shavar. Some say that Krishna is the incarnation of Shri Rakshai Vishnu. None of these statements is impossible. Each is as correct as the others. Purport. The Laghu Bhagavatamrita states, Adeva Puranado Kechina Nara Sakatmatam Mahendranu Jatam Kechit Kechit Kshirabdhi Shaitam Sahasra Shirshatam Kechit Kechit Vaikuntanatatam Bruyu Krishnasya Munayas Tattat Vrityanugaminaha. According to the intimate relationships between Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord, and his devotees, the Puranas describe him by various names. Sometimes he is called Narayana, sometimes Upendra, Vamana, the younger brother of Indra, king of heaven, and sometimes Kshirdakshay Vishnu. Sometimes he is called the thousand-hooded Sheshanag, and sometimes the Lord of Vaikuntha. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mayam Tathati Shabadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Gaganatan Vitam Stam Sivam Shadvaitam Savadhutam Purishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Vantho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Bhogangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hori Priye Vansha Gopatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Padita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. He's the original personality of Godhead. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. And because he's the original personality of Godhead, he includes all of the other forms of Godhead. They're all non-different. Advaita Machuta Manadi Manantarupam. The forms of Krishna is one person. He's not many persons. He's one person. And Advaita. There's no division within Krishna. He's absolutely one. And yet he appears in Anantarupa, unlimited forms. We may think that this form is different from that form. And from one point of view, that's all right. From another point of view, it's the same person appearing in different roles. So, mundane distinctions don't pertain to Krishna. So he appears sometimes as Narayan, sometimes as Vaman,
sometimes as a fish, sometimes as this, sometimes as that. But he's the same person. Even when he appears as Krishna, of course, when he appears as Krishna, sometimes he appears as many Krishnas also. To marry 16,108 queens, he expanded as 16,108 Krishnas. But they were all the same Krishna. To dance with the gopis, again, so many Krishnas, but they were all the same Krishna. Advaita. Although he has innumerable forms, all the forms are one. He's one person. Still, Advaita Machuta Manadima Nantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Nava Yoga Namcha. Krishna Svayam Samabhava Paramam. Krishna is the beginning. He's the original form. You take one candle and light many other candles. All the candles are the same. Still, one candle is the original. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Purusham. So here, Kaviraj Goswami indicates that Krishna reconciles all apparent contradictions or controversies. Someone says Narayan is the supreme. Someone says Brahman. Someone says Ram. But there's no difference. Ram is also Krishna. Narayan is also Krishna. Therefore, when we're serving Krishna, we're serving Narayan, we're serving Ram. There's no need to drag needless controversy into the realm of the Absolute. For Krishna, it's not a problem. He appears in so many forms, and he's the same person. So we also don't need to have great problems over this. And therefore Kaviraj Goswami says that, all right, you want to call him Narayan, that's all right. You want to call him Bhavan, that's all right. Any of them. He's already demonstrated that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, Krishna's Stu Bhagavan Swayam. But you can address him by any of these other names. You can even say he's an incarnation of Kshiradakshay Vishnu. That's also all right. That's also all right. Because Kshiradakshay Vishnu is not different from Krishna. So then you can say, if Krishna is appearing, oh, it's an incarnation of Kshiradakshay Vishnu. That's okay. Although, by close examination, the Kshiradakshay Vishnu is the expansion of Krishna. Still, if you want to say the other way, that go, fine, we're not going to waste time arguing. We'll chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and everything will be there. Nothing is missing when we chant Hare Krishna. One time, toward the end of Prabhupada's days, he did it. There was a festival, Pandal program in Bombay, and one man stood up at the end of question time. He said, I'm seeing the picture of Krishna, but I am not seeing the picture of Ram. And Prabhupada said, but the name is there. And again, I'm seeing Krishna, but I am not seeing Ram. And Prabhupada made the point like, three times. The name is not different. Abhinnata Namanamina. If Krishna's name is there, Ram's name is there, what's missing? So we don't need to get into needless controversies. Our business is to serve Krishna. Now let's see what else is here. That's also there, that Krishna's devotees, even the same Krishna, they see him in different ways. When Krishna appeared in the wrestling arena of Kamsa, everyone was seeing Krishna differently. Someone was seeing him as their friend. Someone was seeing him as their child. Someone was seeing him as their beloved. Someone is seeing them, seeing him as a thunderbolt. The wrestlers were seeing him as a thunderbolt. The elderly gopis and gopas were seeing him as their child. They different according to their relationship. So Krishna reciprocates. Yayatamam prapadyante, tams tataiva bhajami. As one approaches Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. So someone sees Krishna as a child, so Krishna reciprocates. I'm your child. Someone sees Krishna as the Lord of Vaikuntha, Krishna reciprocates. Yes, I'm the Lord of Vaikuntha. Someone sees Krishna as an ordinary human being, Krishna reciprocates. Yes, I'm an ordinary human being. I'm a mythological hero. I'm whatever you want. That's how you want to see me. That's how I'll reciprocate with you. You want to see me as the Brahmajyoti? All right, I'm the manifestation of the Brahmajyoti. And you can merge with the Brahmajyoti. Whatever you want, Krishna will reciprocate. But those who want Krishna as the original personality of Godhead, Krishna will reveal. Yes. Yayatamam prapadyante tamsatayate jana. The same Krishna. He'll be seen as Brahma, impersonal Brahma, by the mundane philosophers or spiritual philosophers. He'll be seen as Paramatma by the yogis, and he'll be seen as Bhagavan by the devotees. Among the devotees, those who worship in awe and reverence will see him as Narayan. And those who approach him with spontaneous love can see him as Krishna, the Brajendra Kumar, son of King of Braj. All of these things Krishna can do. All of these things he can do. Yes. Let's see what else is here. Satya Vachan. All of these things can be said about Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita also, so many names. Achyuta, Rishikesha, Govinda. Arjuna is addressing, signifying different, approaching Krishna a little differently. You're infallible, you're the controller of the senses, you're the source of pleasure, you're everything. So different names, different forms, different qualities. Krishna will manifest to different devotees according to their mode of affection for him. Okay, let's take some questions. If there are some.
There are some devotees, they fix their mind on a particular form of Krishna.
Mm.
And they don't want to deviate from that particular form.
Mm.
It could be picture form or deity form. Whether that Krishna appear to them in that particular form or will he appear the way he is?
What's the difference between that particular? Some devotees focus on a particular form, picture, or deity form. Will Krishna appear to them in that form or as he is? As he really is. What's the difference between as he really is and the picture or the deity?
From our perspective, there's no difference.
So then what's the question? If there's no difference, then what happens to the question?
Maharaj, from our physical perception, we see there are various forms of the deities. They look differently from our perspective. They are all Krishna. But the actual features of the deities must be different. So the question is, does the exact deity form features appear to him? When Krishna appears.
If you're meditating on the deity, he appears as the deity. But the picture will appear always the same. Of course, that also may not be. But for the advanced devotee, that same Krishna will speak with him, will everything. not because the picture is taken from front, so you can't see Krishna from the side. He has to be like frozen, everything. Anyway, we'll be happy to see Krishna any old way. We won't fight. No, Krishna, you're supposed to be like this. If he chooses to reveal himself in any way, we'll be more than satisfied. Yes.
What happens then when we worship two forms of Krishna, like in the temples? We have Sita, Radha Gokulananda, Srinathji, Krishna Balarams, Lord Nitai. So the devotees, they worship in two or three different forms, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what happens is that either the devotees realize that it's the same personality of Godhead, or else they get confused. Some people are confused. They think that, yes, Ram is God. They don't know what is, yes, Ram, but not Krishna, Krishna, but not Ram, this, that. So many things. A devotee sees that the same personality of Godhead is appearing in different forms. Adwaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. Or, from another point of view, it presents an opportunity. Some devotees will be more attracted to Ram. Some will be more attracted to Krishna. Some will be more attracted to Lord Chaitanya. So, here I am. Take your pick of how you'd like to see me. How you'd like to serve me. That's all right. From another point of view, worshipping the deity is not like collecting coins or stamps, that we try to have as many as possible to fill up the collection. Simply increasing deities is not our program. Generally in our temples we'll have Nitai Gaura, Radha Krishna. Even Nitai Gaura is enough. You don't need, because that's the theme here, the author is saying, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everything. There's no difference between him and Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahyani. And not that, oh, the temple, we only have Nitai Gaura. Only. All the incarnations are included within Nitai Gaura. He's the same Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the combined merciful form. So not that, oh, we only have Nitai Gaura. That's everything. If we simply worship Nitai Gaura, everything is there. But Prabhupada established also Nitai Gaura, Radha Krishna, especially. Then sometimes, according to the place or circumstances, he might install Sita Ram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Kaliya also. But not simply collecting deities more and more, and more or less as a way of as a, you know, yeah, simply for display. It's not for display, it's for worship. The deity is meant to be served by his devotees, not simply a window item to catch the attention of passers-by. So you should be careful not simply to expand the number of deities and not be able to worship them nicely. Even if we only have Nitai Gaura and we worship nicely, everything is there. Okay. Something else? Yes?
Oh,
a little louder.
Krishna.
The oldest deity on the planet is Krishna. He's the oldest deity on any planet. They're all the same age. Never gets beyond about 18 or 20. Yes.
Look, so if I understand you right, we can understand that all the deities is Krishna actually.
Mm.
But some deities, they're hard to worship. For example, Narasimha Dev, it's hard to worship the deity of Narasimha Dev, but it's easy to worship Gaurani Dai. They're very merciful. With this understanding that Narasimha Dev is Krishna and Gaurani Dai is Krishna, it's in some way maybe it's better to worship, if I like, Gaurani Dai, because it's easier, he's most merciful, and the result will be the one.
Worship of Gaurani Dai is recommended in Kali Yuga. Yogyai Sankirtana Prayariya Jantihi Sumedasa. The intelligent people in Kali Yuga will worship Gornitai, Sudrida Vishvasha Kodi, Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanitai, Sudrida. If we worship Gaurani Dai in Kali Yuga, of course any time, but especially Kali Yuga, that's complete. That's complete. Even in our temples where Radha Krishna is established, still Gaurani Dai is there. We're worshipping Gaurani Dai because by the mercy of Nitai Gaur, we can become purified and become eligible to serve Radha and Krishna. When yogya sankirtana prayariya jantihi sumedasa, worship of Gaurani Dai is very much recommended in this age. The worship is also easy. Worship of Radha Krishna is very strict. It's meant to be performed in a very strict standard. Worship of Nitai Gaur also should be on a strict standard. But if there's some discrepancies, they're very merciful. They may tolerate. Yes?
But at the same time, I can worship, for example, Jagannath Baladeva and Subhadra, seeing them as the Supreme God, and understanding that, and I will reach the same result, right?
Yeah. Because there's no difference between the Nitai Gaur and Jagannath and Radha Krishna. No difference. Still, someone is more attracted in one direction, someone more attracted in another direction. More we appreciate that sometimes Krishna, we go here and we see Krishna as Radha Krishna, we go someplace else, we see Krishna as Jagannath, we go someplace else, we see Gaurani Dai. Don't we appreciate Krishna's appearing in different forms?
With regard to the Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, did we write that for se that the Brahma and Shiva, their incarnations of Krishna
and
lesser gods?
About this trinity, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, Shiva and Brahma, lesser gods, that's the question.
The question is, what is the situation with regard to what you have said?
What's the situation of Brahma and Shiva,
yes,
in regard to what I said? Okay. You said Trinity, I thought you were going to say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. About which I'm not qualified to say very much. The position of Brahma, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, that Lord Shiva is practically on the level of Vishnu, but not quite. Shriram yata dati vikara vishesha yogats sanjayate nahitatat pritagasti heto yasam putama pitata samapaiti karjat govindamadi purusham tamaham jaya. Lord Shiva's compared, or the relationship between Lord Krishna and Lord Shiva is compared to that between milk and yogurt. Yogurt is also milk. There's nothing but milk. But still, it's a little different from milk. When milk is changed by addition of tamarind or some sour substance, it becomes yogurt. And the yogurt can't be used for milk. When you need milk, yogurt doesn't do the job. When you want yogurt, then yogurt. But milk, you can use as milk, or you can turn it into yogurt also. Well, milk is the full original thing. And when it's turned in a certain way, it becomes yogurt. But the yogurt and the milk are still both milk. So Lord Shiva is also Krishna. But Lord Shiva is in touch with the modes of material nature. He's married to the goddess of the material nature. But Vishnu is never in touch with material nature. So Lord Shiva is slightly affected by that touch. Therefore, he's not quite on the same level as Lord Vishnu. He's in a special category all of his own. Almost Vishnu, or sometimes it's said he's non-different from Vishnu, but not quite. Just as milk and curd, milk and yogurt. This is the position, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu. Brahma's in another category altogether. Brahma's one of the jivas, one of the living beings. You can also become Lord Brahma. Yeah, you can apply and... Brahma is a post. Lord Shiva is a particular manifestation of Krishna, but Brahma is a post. The most pious living entity in the universe takes the post of Lord Brahma. He's one of the jivas like us, but he occupies that position of responsibility for engineering the universe. So although sometimes it's said Hindu Trinity or Trimurti, they're not on the same level. Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva is almost the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Brahma is one of the living entities. Yes. They talk with one another, they Krishna and Balaram play pastimes together. Yeah, come on in, you can sit wherever's comfortable for you. Thank you for coming. So they behave like different persons, and yet they're the same person. It's only Krishna, but Krishna is enjoying in various forms. Sometimes he even enjoys disagreeing with himself. Krishna wants to give his sister to Arjuna, and Balaram wants to give their sister to Duryodhana. So Balaram's the older brother, so his opinion takes precedence. But still, no, she can't be married to Duryodhana, so Krishna hatches a scheme with Arjuna. And you kidnap the girl. Then it's a done deal, and I'll pacify my brother. So this, as Krishna enjoys. Sometimes a child imagines that he has a playmate, and is talking to that playmate and so on, and enjoys, now there's two of us, so we don't ever have to be lonely because my friend is here. But it's only imagination. But Krishna, he can actually be two, he can be four, he can be 16,000. Each individual, and still one person. That's Krishna. Something else? Yes. Yes.
Have we seen Krishna? I mean, have we seen someday Krishna?
Have we seen what? A little louder, please.
Have we seen Krishna?
Have we seen Krishna?
Yeah, before we come back here, before we have fallen down or something.
Oh, you won't figure that out, because that before word is a time indicator. We have words that indicate time. Sooner, later, before, after.
It's just my question is, if we have seen, if we ever saw Krishna, so if we saw Krishna someday, why did we fall down? Why did we? Because Krishna is all attractive, and if you will see him, you will never get away from him. But nevertheless,
you have a little independence, and if you're determined to misuse it, you can. Otherwise, no one will turn away from Krishna. But if you're determined, you can. This is the world of very determined fools. Yes.
Yoga Maya is Krishna's energy. How is it possible for Arjuna, who's a jiva, to marry Yoga Maya, who belongs to Krishna? I thought Yoga Maya would only ever marry Krishna.
Hmm. No. Yoga Maya doesn't marry Krishna, she's Krishna's sister. And if he wants to give his sister to someone, he can do it.
Is
Master Radharani
also Yoga Maya, right?
No. Radharani is the Ladini Shakti, she's not Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is another energy of Krishna. Radharani is another energy of Krishna. Tulsi is another energy of Krishna. Krishna, but the Daiva Sri Yudha, he has variegated energies. So, Yoga Maya, Subhadra. Yes. Yeah, the Ladini Shakti is manifest by the grace of the pure devotee, bliss potency of the Lord, or the potency for of devotional service is manifest by the pure devotee. We come in touch with the pure devotee and we get the seed of devotional service, our life becomes blissful.
Mm. Yeah, I was just wondering what it was, because I was trying to figure out what Prabhupada did. It felt like he was carrying the whole spiritual world with him, and so I was trying to understand, to identify what that was. It's not that everybody can do that.
No. Therefore, sometimes it's said that the spiritual masters, the manifestation of the internal energy of the Lord. Sometimes it's said he's the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. Sometimes it's said that he's the manifestation of Krishna's Ladini Shakti. It doesn't mean the spiritual master is Radharani, but he's representing. Radharani is devotional service personified. Nothing gives greater pleasure to Krishna than pure devotional service.
So when
that Prabhupada is, or we are?
No, no, not that we are, but
you also.
By coming in touch with that, we experience some a taste of some.
Yeah, Prabhupada is. A pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada is always absorbed in pure devotional service. Mahatmanas tu mam partha dainin prakritan ashrita bhajantyanam nimanaso gyatva bhutani. Always under the shelter of the internal energy. And by the grace of the pure devotee, others get the experience of devotional service. It's not just theoretical. Therefore, Prabhupada said that until I started the Krishna Consciousness Movement, there were so many translations of Bhagavad Gita and no one became a devotee because they didn't have it. They didn't have Krishna to give. All they had was scholarship and speculations. But because Prabhupada was a devotee of Krishna, he could distribute Krishna. Krishna she tomar, Krishna dite pada, tomara shakati ache. Krishna is yours. So you have the power to give him, if you're a devotee. Krishna Shetomar, Krishna Dite Padam, Tomara Shakati. That's the power of the pure devotee. He doesn't just give some speculative words and some scholarly commentary. He gives genuine pure devotional service. Someone comes in touch with a pure devotee, he becomes engaged in devotional service, and he also can become a pure devotee. He can make others pure devotees. Touchstone is there, that you touch it and whatever you touch it to becomes gold. That's Prabhupada's touchstone. That's by one person, by Srila Prabhupada's influence, now so many devotees, and by their influence, so many more devotees, and by their influence, still more. Anandam Buddhipartha. That's the pleasure potency. Anandam buddhi
pratipadam.
Pratipadam pranamatam.
Some writers maintain that the Bhagavad Gita can be taken in the literal sense or in the allegorical sense. For example, in the allegorical sense, the battlefield becomes your mind.
Becomes your mind.
That's right. Mm. In this mind, there's the epic battle between good and bad, good and evil.
Yes.
And at the same time, you have to work through this like a maze, you know. And the charioteer is your conscience.
Mm.
I mean, this has been proposed by people like Max Muller, Sarvapalli Radhakrishnan, and even Gorgeous, you know.
Mm.
So, what's your opinion? Is there something in it? Or?
No, there's a lot in it. Some take Bhagavad Gita literally and some take it allegorically. There's a great advantage to taking it allegorically. When you take it allegorically, it can be whatever you want.
Yeah, that's true.
Then it's no longer Krishna, now it's you. Krishna speaking, Sarvatarman Pratyaja Mamekam Sharana Praja. Just surrender to me. Become my devotee, worship me, give up everything else, and serve me. And now that I've taken it as an allegorical, as an allegory, I can surrender to whatever I want to make the centerpiece of my allegory. Just surrender to your mind, just surrender to your intelligence, just surrender to your girlfriend, just surrender to, you know, your government. Just surrender to...
I understand what you were saying. Even so, like, say, Arthur Schopenhauer, he was, as you know, a very famous philosopher. I mean, he was very, very fond of the Upanishads, and he was an expert in Sanskrit language. And he mentioned that the potency of the allegorical sense of the Gita is just as important as the actual...
Yeah, he mentions that the allegorical sense is just as important as the literal sense.
Exactly.
But who's he? You know, he's a big scholar, he's a great philosopher, he studied Sanskrit. But that's not, Krishna doesn't say, Krishna says, bhaktyamam abhijanati.
yavanyas jasmi tadvata. One can understand me factually only by devotional service, bhaktiya. That means the Bhagavad Gita is reserved. Actual understanding of Bhagavad Gita is reserved for the devotees of Krishna. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshi obhiyu. It can be understood in the parampara system from the sampradaya, from guru to disciple. Otherwise, some outsider comes. It doesn't matter how many degrees he has, how brilliant a philosopher he is. He has no entrance, because he's not coming in the parampara system. Suppose I want to become a student of Cambridge, at Cambridge University. I can't just walk in and say, you know, I'm brilliant, and I think this, and I think that. I have to pay my fees, I have to be accepted by the university, I have to enroll, I have to sit for the examinations, I have to do all of these things. I can't just say, well, I'm brilliant, and I think this. So I can understand everything, and I can get a degree. So the science of Bhagavad Gita is not just open, that anyone can just walk in and say, well, here I am, and I'm brilliant, and here's what I think it means.
Certainly not. If you look at Sarvabhulana Krishna, for instance,
mm.
His name is very interesting.
Mm, very interesting.
Every village, Radha Krishna.
Mm.
Radha Krishna in every village. He was a great devotee. But on the other hand, he was very fond of this allegorical sense of the Gita.
Great devotee, then why did he dedicate his life to politics instead of...
He was a professor of philosophy at Harvard.
Professor. And how many people became devotees by reading his Bhagavad Gita?
I don't think any.
Not one. Because although he's a great professor, when Krishna says, Manmana Bhavapad Bhakta Madhyaji Maham Namaskuru, he comments, it's not to the person Krishna that we have to surrender, but to the unmanifested, impersonal something-something within Krishna. Well, why is a great devotee of Krishna, when Krishna says, surrender to me, how can a great devotee of Krishna say, not Krishna? What kind of great devotee will contradict Krishna in that way? Krishna says, mam ekam, surrender to me, bhava mad bhakta, manmana bhava mad bhakta, madhyaji, mam namaskuru. Mame Vaishasi Sajjante. 5 or 6 times in the verse he says, me. And he's a great Sanskrit scholar. And he says, not Krishna. Just see the fun.
So do we understand that people like him or Julius Robert Oppenheimer, he was a fantastic scholar in nuclear physics and also Sanskrit.
Mm.
I think you read this book he wrote, "What Brighter Than a Thousand Suns."
Mm.
This is a passage from Gita, actually.
Yeah.
And people like, say, Immanuel Kant, Goethe, and so
all the greatest minds have recognized that Bhagavad Gita is a great book.
Yes.
But they've not taken the step.
But in an allegorical sense.
Yeah, allegorical sense. Again, allegorical, so then each of them has a different idea of what the allegorical sense is.
Yes.
Every philosopher has to have his own opinion. Nasav rishi rasya matam nabinnam. Without having a different opinion, you can't be a philosopher. So they all have their own allegorical. Then Bhagavad Gita becomes Bhagavad Gita as you want it to be. Back in the 1960s, you know, they're reading Bhagavad Gita, and the message of Bhagavad Gita is to become entranced on LSD. You know, anything. So Prabhupada's approach was, Krishna means what he says, and Bhagavad Gita should be accepted as it is. Krishna means Krishna. Someone else, another great politician, 5 Pandavas means the 5 senses, Kurukshetra means something. There's no end to it. There's no end to it. So, Prabhupada's presentation is Panch Pandavas means the 5 Pandava brothers. Mm-hmm. The sons of Maharaj Pandu. Kurukshetra means Kurukshetra. You can go there. There's a railway station. Get down at Kurukshetra station and you're there. That's the place. It doesn't have to be some, you know, I think it means this, I think it means that. Then it's no longer, Bhagavad Gita is an emanation from the Absolute. It's an absolute vibration. But when we interpret it, it becomes an emanation from our own mind. The mind is material. So they start with something transcendental and then they throw their own mental speculations into it. It loses its value.
Says that we should have material things, which minimum of material things, which we need to support our body and to make spiritual activity. How to understand this minimum?
How to understand the minimum? What are the minimum? The Prabhupada says we should live with the minimum of material things. How to understand this minimum individually? My minimum and your minimum is different. The big man, his minimum meal and my minimum meal are going to be different. Or what the young man needs to eat and what the old man needs to eat are going to be different. What a brahmachari needs as his minimum and what a householder needs as his minimum are going to be different. But everyone can do with less. Not that I'm a householder, I should build up and build up and build up. No, better, I'll be happier if I live with the minimum. It means not extra, the Prabhupada says, unnecessary necessities. Reduce. Anything else? Yes. If one has that devotional service means to develop your knowledge so that you get trust and love for God, if you've got love for God, do you need any more knowledge? No, you don't need, if you have love for God, you don't need any more knowledge. But if you have love for God, then you love to know all about Him. The devotees of Krishna, what is that in the Bhagavad Gita? In the 10th chapter, Arjuna says. No. No, you're way off. Vistarain atmano yogam vibhutim chajana bhuya katya triptir hi shrinvito nasti meimritam. Please tell me more about the topics concerning you, because when I hear these topics, they're such nectar that I'm never satiated. Vayam tu nava tripyamaha uttama shloka vikrame. Yajtrinvatam rasagyanam svadu svadu padevat. It's just for the devotees who love Krishna, hearing about Krishna is nectar. Just to give an example, therefore it's called confidential knowledge. Prabhupada explained confidential knowledge by saying confidential knowledge means that not everyone will be interested. That's confidential. And he gave the example of baby pictures. You in your wallet you have your pictures of your baby. And if you show them to your brother or your cousin or your mother, they'll say, ooh, and they'll be very interested in the baby pictures. But if you take out your pictures at work and show them to your colleagues, okay, nice baby. No wonder, what's with this guy? But for the
family members. They love to see the baby pictures and talk about the baby, and they're all interested in the baby. Why? Because they feel some affection for the baby. Anything for which we feel affection, you know, people who have like love for Harley Davidson motorcycles, you know, they're always talking about what you can do with them and whatever it is. I don't drive one personally. But in the beginning, you read about it and its specifications and this and that, and then you decide, wow, it would really be good. And then when you've got one, then you fall in love with it, then you just talk to the whole world about how great it is and its features and so on. So in the beginning, the devotees, they hear something about Krishna and they become attracted. Rukmini Devi became attracted to Krishna because Narad Muni used to visit her palace, and naturally he would talk about Krishna. And she was hearing, and she thought, you know, forget everybody else. This is who I want. But by hearing, she became attracted. So by hearing about Krishna, by getting knowledge of Krishna, we become attracted to Krishna. But when one's attracted to Krishna, and when one develops love for Krishna, then he goes on and on talking about Krishna, and he always wants to learn more about Krishna. He never becomes tired. He just becomes absorbed in Krishna Katha. Okay, we're supposed to stop now. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.